Growing up, I loved playing computer games, but I have not found something in adulthood that scratches that same itch. Video games don't do it. I can't use that controller. It's just not it for me. But oh my goodness, I am so glad I recently started playing June's Journey. Okay, June's Journey is like I Spy meets Carmen Sandiego, meets The Sims, meets horror movies. It's so wild and it's so, so fun to play. June's Journey is a hidden object mystery game with a captivating detective story taking you back to the glamour of the 1920s with a diverse cast of characters. Each new scene takes you further through a thrilling murder mystery story that sets the main protagonist, June Parker, on a quest to solve the murder of her sister and uncover her family's many secrets. June is fabulous. She has a fabulous little hat and feather in her cap. She's at this family estate on this gorgeous island that you can decorate, which you know that I love to do. And then as you're going, you go into different rooms of the house. You find clues that are going to lead to the suspicious murder of June's sister and brother-in-law. It's so dark. Like, you're looking for clues inside of a murder scene photo. But also, all I want to do is find the trophy and the riding crop and the muddy footprint that might be a clue about, wait, was there another person there? It's so intriguing. It's so fun. I love playing it. At the end of the day, just sitting on the couch, you know, that state of mind where you're not ready to go to bed yet. You don't want to be watching TV anymore. It's sort of just background noise. I want to be looking around my little island for clues. And that's why I love having June's Journey. Right now, I'm in the chapter where we are really uncovering some salacious information. There seems to have been a third person there the night of the murder. And that is not what we believed at the beginning. So, you know, I'm ready to figure out more about this mystery third person because I think it might be the key to everything. And so you better believe I'm about to dive back in, and you can do just the same. Escape reality and immerse yourself in the world of June Parker. Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
This is Emily,
Henley,
and Sammy,
and you're listening to Too Scary, Didn't Watch.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Too Scary Didn't Watch, the horror movie recap podcast for those too scared to watch for themselves. I'm Emily, and I am too scared to watch scary movies.
I'm Henley, and I'm also too scared to watch scary movies.
I'm Sammy, and I love watching scary movies, and so I watch them, and I tell you about them, give you all those details, keep you in the know, as we say.
Doing God's work.
Doing God's work. But before we get into this week's movie, did anything scary happen to us this week?
So here's the scariest thing I could okay. possibly think of.
I'm scared.
Wow.
Which is, did you guys know the Winter Olympics are currently happening? Because like, I literally don't. Like, I don't even know. I barely know that they're happening.
Yeah, are they like almost over? Like, what? I feel like when.
I think so, yes.
How are we doing? How's the U.S.? Showing up for these.
Truly couldn't tell you a name of a single athlete who's participating.
Sean White is there again.
Okay,
I think
Sean White
this is
there.
Sean White's last year. There's a Nathan Chen, I believe, and Chloe Kim.
Oh,
I believe
love Nathan Chen.
Won 2 golds. So I know a little okay. bit. I was like so into the Winter Olympics last time it was on.
Me too.
But this year, I don't know.
Me too. Last time it was on, I like fell in love with ice dancing, which is different from figure skating. Ooh. And it is fucking cool. And I got so invested. And there's
what
this
ice
Canadian
dancing?
Pair. It's just like more dancey.
But they're still figure. They're still like skating. They're
no,
still
it's
skating. Still,
yes, it's skating and it's on ice. And it's, I think maybe you can do it solo, but I get really invested in the like pairs. And it is, it's like they do tricks and stuff, but it's much more about like, they are doing choreography and it's like, fuck, it's so cool. And it's like really sexy usually because it's like, ooh, they're like pair dance. I mean, it's, I guess I'm going to look into it. Ice dancing. So check it out. I will check it out. I guess it's happening. But no, I haven't paid any attention. I do know my nephew I remembered it was happening because my sister was like, yeah, Wesley's really into figure skating. He's like gotten like you can't say the words figure skating or he'll ask you to put it on. And he like slides around the house now in his little socks, which is he's two. It's really cute. So that's fun.
Very cute.
I mean, that's the Olympics that stands out to me the most is I think 1994. Was that Christy Yamaguchi? When was that? Do you guys remember?
No,
I could never. Not at all. No way. But that feels right.
That was the last time I paid attention to the Olympics. But
94.
Every time it happens as I get older, I'm like, what? I feel like this is supposed to be a bigger deal in my life. Like, what? Who's talking about the? No one in my life is talking about this. I don't hear about it.
Well, also, we just had one. It's like the COVID thing of like normally there. It's just so crazy that it's true. This one's back on schedule. The summer was off schedule, so we just had one, and we're having another one, and then it's going to feel like a big break. Also, it just feels like a complicated time to be having everyone in the world come together in close quarters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Breathing heavily on each other.
Just really breathing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Breathing hard. Anyway, that was all I have. What about you guys?
Great. I will say I have maybe avoided future scary things via a choice made this week. Not really a choice, but I've been compelled to start using a cutting board.
Wait, what? You haven't
you
been
didn't
using cutting
use
boards?
A cutting board before?
No, okay. I use cutting boards sometimes, but like, okay, so I was cutting.
It's just like one extra thing to wash. You're like, no, thank you.
Exactly, Henley. Because sometimes it's like, how necessary is this? I'm just cutting one lemon. I'm going to pick up the cutting board for that and then like wash it. I'm cutting cherry. Okay, so here's what it was. I was cutting cherry tomatoes in half for my salad. And the way I do them normally is I hold the cherry tomato between my index finger and my thumb. And I take the knife and I move it towards my hand down the middle of the cherry tomato. But it's like, it's fair. I'm paying attention. Whatever. Anyway,
towards the hand is typically the opposite of the suggestion.
But it's how you have the best control of the cherry tomato. And it's
worth the risk.
I've recently moved in with my boyfriend and he observed me doing this and really freaked out and was like, what are you doing? Take out the cutting board. This is crazy. And all week as I've made my salads, I've been cutting onto the cutting board. And every time I do, if Joel's in the other room, I'm like, Joel, do you hear the cutting board? Do you hear a knife on a cutting board? I'm being really good. So, which is, as someone who's really afraid of knives, I have very poor knife safety. So I'm just trying to be better.
Yeah, that is preventing a future scary thing. I'm happy to hear
in
that.
In theory. Thank you.
Like, I have a little mini cutting board. It's like, I don't know, 6 inch by 4 inch. And I really like that. It's like easy to clean.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to get a mini one.
I love it.
Because sometimes it's like, what, a whole cutting board for this?
No, I'm guilty of that too. I use a paper towel more often than I should. Truly.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Highly recommend mini cutting boards. You guys, game changer.
Game changer.
Okay.
Sam, I just wanted to do a quick update from last week. Jared Leto did not get nominated for an Oscar. He did get nominated for a Razzie. And so his SAG nomination has been balanced out a bit. And I feel a little bit better.
The universe is back in order.
The universe is, it's balanced itself a bit. Yes. And the only other thing I wanted to say was that I saw the new Jackass movie and I cried because I love them so much.
What?
Joel cried when he watched the trailer, so I get it. I get it.
It's so nostalgic for me. I loved it so much. It's literally like almost start to finish just like guys punching each other in the dick and like doing other things to their dicks. A lot of dicks in it. And it just really, it still managed to get a tear from me.
Nostalgia is a powerful emotion.
Wait, well, because I don't know anything about Jackass, but isn't it ultimately about their like bond, their friendship, right? Or is that why you cried? Or no? Or you just cried because of the dick content? Or like, what was the crime?
I do like their friendship. I know that there is some rockier things behind the scenes than maybe we see on screen. But
I don't know what that means. And I'm going to follow up with you about that later.
Okay.
It's a whole thing, Henley. Yeah, it's longer than we have time for. But
a lot of drama with Bam. There was. Yeah. Yeah. We'll save that for another day. But
another time.
But in general, I really like how everyone is always like even when there's like pranks on each other, they're all like in on the general joke. They all know what they're there to do. Like sometimes Nathan For You really stresses me out because it's like these people didn't sign up for this. Jackass, everybody signed up for this. Everybody's laughing. They have so much fun even when things go wrong.
It stresses me out so much. I like want to love it and I want to watch it, but I don't know that I can't. I've never watched a Jackass movie or anything or the show because I'm like,
really?
It stresses me out to watch people get hurt. Like I know they're all on board, but like I don't like to watch it.
I don't want to watch it either.
And it makes me sad because I feel like I'm really missing out.
So funny.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's like I basically probably watched it every weekend, like all through college. So it's just a very nostalgic franchise for me. And
I love it.
I thought it was great. Recommend it. Go see it. I'll probably see it again. Loved it.
Amazing.
And another movie that I loved is this week's movie that we're talking about. Which is Raw. It came out in 2016, written and directed by Julia Ducournau, who is the writer-director of Titan as well.
That makes me anxious.
And it is starring Garance Marillier, Ella Rumpf, and Rabat Nait Ufella. Sorry if I'm not saying those correctly. but it is streaming on Netflix.
Ooh, it's just free if you have Netflix.
Free if you have Netflix. Free if you pay a monthly fee for Netflix.
Free with the monthly fee that you pay. Wow. And to unpack this, what I'm certain is going to be a freaking doozy movie with us, we have such a delightful guest. We're thrilled to have her. Welcome, Cecily Brough.
Hi.
Oh, my
Hi.
God. Hello.
Honored to be here. Wow, Jackass, lots of things to unpack with that. I will say I was dating someone who was one of the people that was tricked by Johnny Knoxville.
What? Tricks? Oh, not in on the joke.
No, he was.
Was
cool.
He mad?
No, he just was like, hey, my friend who's a producer just was like, if you want to take care of an older man for like hours, it will be $400. I'm like, you're a graphic designer. Like, you thought you were qualified to be in
care. Yeah, you thought this wasn't a prank?
Yeah. He showed... this is someone... and he showed up. Johnny Knoxville is in his old man
Yeah,
makeup.
Like the bad
oh
grandpa.
Bad,
situation.
Like that everybody knows by now.
It's right. It's like Borat showing up.
It's Borat showing up.
Yeah, you're like, huh.
And he said he started to take care of him. And then Johnny Knoxville was like, surprise! And like got him, but he had no idea the whole time. So he was like, I might be in the new Jackass movie.
Did that happen? I wonder if he is.
I don't know.
There is a bad grandpa scene.
Yeah. Well, apparently, you know, they did that. They shot at a bunch with a bunch of different people. Sure. He's kind of he was a muted Canadian man. No shade, no tea, but you know.
So maybe he's not giving them the most reaction.
Right.
Sure. But weird day for him.
Super weird day.
A lot of things to check in on, but thrilled to be talking about Raw with y'all today. Watched Titan. Holy fuck!
So wow, that's a weird week you've had.
It's been a weird week. it's just a very visceral the way she shoots everything. It's all very visceral.
How do you feel about scary movies? Like in general, you just watched Titan and Raw in a week, so I'm guessing you're pretty game.
I'm pretty game. The thing about scary movies is like I take them on with most movies. I take on the feelings I take on and I have to take a sit down afterwards, but I can't help myself because I love seeing how things unfold. I like finding out how people perish, which I think there's
that's a great, I love that. I don't think we've gotten that answer before. I just want to know how people die.
I do
all the different ways.
Like it started when y'all remember Tower of Terror, right? And Disney.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, yeah, baby.
Absolutely.
When we went on that as I went to Disney World and I remember just asking my parents like, yeah, but what happened to the family in the elevator? Like
the ride was fun, but where's the backstory?
I was like, so they all just went on that elevator thinking they'd go to the rooms and then it ended. And my parents were like, yeah, can we like go talk about anything else? And I'm like, no, like we got to talk about it. So I've always had some fascination with the macabre and the whole how do people die thing. The Shining is my favorite scary movie, I would say.
Great one.
Big one in terms of how different people can die. We got a lot going on there. You got a lot of options to choose from.
You got a lot of perishing. So I've always been pro scary movie, but I took a break. I watched a lot of them growing up. Paranormal Activity, The Grudge,
it's a scary one.
The Ring. Like, whew. I would just walk to the old Blockbuster, pick some up, and just get so scared with all my friends. So I've always been a fan, but took a break for a while because I was like, life is hard enough. You know, I can't, can't be blowing out my nerves all the time, you know?
Yeah. So it's not, you enjoy it, but it does, like, some people, I feel like, especially in the past couple of years, we've heard from people who think like, oh, that's actually comforting to me to watch something like really horrible because it's an escape. But no, for you, it's still triggering all of the same.
It does. So that's why I take to an audio platform and I listen to all my true crime, comedy, murder podcast. I can listen to it and I get to the how quicker, some would say. I don't have to watch all the visuals. I can just like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's really where I thrive. Watching it, I'm like, oh, it makes it too real. But hearing it, I can do it.
Wow, that's fascinating. Yeah. So it's all about the how. Well, that
is all about the how. And I know that's not the question to ask. Everyone's all like, oh, this tragedy happened. And I'm like, you're not supposed to ask it, but I'm always like, we all want to know how.
Tell us how. I don't really care why. Tell me how.
How?
Okay. Wow. Okay. So this movie is one that I am very scared about. I don't know anything about it other than that's created by Titan Lady and that people, whenever it's mentioned, everyone goes like, ooh. And so that's where I'm coming from with this. And is that correct?
That is correct. It's gonna, it'll upset the stomach. It is a movie that I've seen that has, I can't stop thinking about it. I think about it every single day because I've just never seen that sort of storytelling done before. And like the metaphors of what it all means too, like it's never been portrayed in this way that I think is so fascinating. And it is foul and it will upset your stomach, but I can't get enough of it. It's this movie in particular, I think, one of my favorites now.
Yeah, it's so good. I saw it when it came out and then just rewatched it for the first time for this and was just like, God, this movie's so fucking good. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's one of those movies that basically all the trivia is like, people passed out and fainted at this screening. People threw up at this screening. And like,
can you imagine being in a movie theater and people just start throwing up? That's because of like what they're seeing.
I can't imagine seeing that. I can't imagine being one of those people. Like I'm so confused by this concept that seems to happen. Yeah, exactly. Grow up. What?
Like, why are you there if you're a person who thinks you're going to get out? Like, get out.
Get out.
Know yourself better.
Part of me was just wondering, like, at these film festivals specifically, are they just like not feeding anyone? Is everyone just wasted? And that's why everyone's throwing up? Because, like, I don't get it either. Like,
must what? Be.
Or are they feeding them a ton and they're like, here, watch this movie. It's going to be fine.
It's so fun. You're going to have the time of your life.
They do the, like, blindfold spinny thing is send people into the theater.
Yes, that
was happening. Go in.
I found for Raw that it was more like I could get into the story so much more, but with Titan, that was the one that I was like, I really felt it the most. I was like, it was very it took like physical. Raw, very physical. It took it to a next level, which I did not think was possible. But boy, there was parts I was just like, that's the best part of watching these movies with people is the reactions are, I watched it with my boyfriend and his roommate. We watched Raw and his roommate just goes, no. You can't help but it elicits a guttural response from people, which God bless her. I'm like, I haven't seen that in a while.
She is so talented and so hot and cool. I think Julia Ducournau is like the fucking coolest person in the world. She's so intimidating, intimidatingly cool. And like, just watching interviews with her, I'm just like, she's the coolest person in the world.
She's the coolest person in the world. And Raw, again, is like one of the best movies I've ever seen. I've just never seen anything like it. So I'm very excited.
Oh, damn.
With you.
Oh, I'm so excited.
You both should watch it. I know.
Oh, I don't know, Cecily. I don't know, man. So
like, when we get into the symbolism of it all, you're going to be like, okay, let's do this.
I'm curious.
I really appreciate your confidence in me. And I'm sad that come the end of this, I will almost certainly have to let you down. But should we watch this freaking trailer?
Let's watch the trailer. Yes.
Thank you.
I am not okay.
I will not be seeing this.
I will not be seeing this.
I watching Emily, I like looked over and Emily was just like so shut down.
There are some trailers where I have to like physically like remove myself from the screen as much as possible. Holy shit.
It is everything though. God, it's everything. It is gonna, I really want you to watch it. Your reactions are, that is it, the whole movie. The playing with tension. Gorgeously executed. So
it looks beautiful. And what was it? Disturbingly erotic?
What was it? The description that was like a stew of viciousness.
Nightmare fuel.
Okay, let's fucking go. I do really want to know. So yeah, let's do it.
We gotta just fucking find out.
Yeah, take it away. Tell us everything.
I have tried a lot of meal kits in my day because I don't like to cook. I need as much help as I can get when it comes to meal times. But a lot of the kits I've tried, you know, they leave a little something to be desired. They're not super great quality, or maybe there's not great variety, or they're feel just kind of unhealthy. So imagine my surprise when I found Marley Spoon and discovered it doesn't have to be that way. You can have it all. I'm so happy this podcast is sponsored by Marley Spoon. They created the best tasting meal kit money can buy, and with my code TOOSCARY, you can get up to 25 free meals. They have over 100 meals to choose from each week, so you will not be getting bored. Last night, I made a shrimp burrito bowl that was so good, and tonight I'm making a Shion-style cumin turkey burger with pickled veggies and five-spice fries. Excuse me, am I a five-star chef? You have any idea how boring all the stuff I usually make is? This is such a treat. And usually for something like this, I would pay probably $40 to have something delivered to me, and it would probably be gross and soggy by the time it got here anyways. So thank God for Marley Spoon. And you can customize many of the recipes. So whether you're looking for vegetarian, family-friendly, low-carb, they got you covered. They also have an online market of pantry essentials like snacks and ready-to-eat options. I'm telling you, you can have it all. I got a kit to make cookies in my first box. So experience the most personalized meal kit today with Marley Spoon. Head to marleyspoon.com/offer/too-scary and use code TOOSCARY for up to 25 free meals. That's right, up to 25 free meals with Marley Spoon. One last time, that's marleyspoon.com/offer/TOOSCARY for up to 25 free meals. And make sure you use my promo code TOOSCARY so they know I sent you.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We start with, so as you saw in the preview, there's a long road and there's a car coming and you're like, oh no. And anytime I see a car, I go, that gonna be a car crash. Mm-hmm. Like I have a sixth sense when it comes to seeing car crashes and everything in movies. And I was like, oh no, no, no. What we don't expect is that a person who like we see sitting in wait pops up, goes into the middle of the road. The car swerves to avoid, hits the tree. I mean, the passengers, we have certainly lost them. And the person starts slowly approaching the car and you're like, what is going on? What is happening? My first instinct, someone is making a run for it. Like mm-hmm. we're trying to escape. Like that's what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. Then we get to meet our protagonist, Justine, and she is just about to start college. She's with her parents. They're like getting, everything's packed up. They're ready to go to college. She's like, they're having like a last little family meal together. And she's like, insisting on it being a vegetarian meal, the whole family, very like strict vegetarians. And so then as we're driving to college, we learn that her older sister is there and she's like made quite a name for herself there, has established like a reputation. Mind you, this is all in French, in case anyone didn't know. So it's all in French. And it's all
imagine like establishing a whole reputation for yourself at a college. Like, what, who is that powerful?
Like in a good way? Like a good reputation?
She's like, she's just like really paved. She's the older sister. So she's like really paved away. And basically like the sister might be in her shadow, basically. Mm-hmm.
Got
the older sister who's like very popular in school, is like thriving, like that kind of reputation. So
got it.
But like, we're not really seeing the sister. The sister's not calling. It's all very cold. And I remember watching this and being like, this is very like French that they're like dropping their daughter off at school. She's training to become a vet, by the way. This is vet school.
Okay.
And they get out of the car to unpack her things. And the dad's like, okay, cool. Like the dad is like, I'm not coming in with you. Like straight up, like do well, do the family proud. And is like very removed and very distant from the daughter the whole time. You're like, okay. And mom's like, oh, you're not going to say goodbye. And he's like, nope. See you later. Best of luck. Stays in the car. So then she's like coming into school and she meets her roommate, Adrian, who is
a hot, hot man.
Yes, very. A man?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're not talking.
Fucking yeah. French.
Very French. And he's like, he is all sexuality. Like he like doesn't have a shirt on. He's like talking to men. He's talking to women. Like everyone is captivated by this like hot piece of meat. Mm-hmm. Realize I've said meat. Okay. All right. And we're clocking that. We're clocking that. And then we get to meet her sister, because I'm trying to remember, do we meet the sister at the party or do we meet the sister when they do the initiation?
It's like, there's like a kind of 2-day hazing ritual. So as she arrives at school, all of the older students are like running through the halls, throwing people's mattresses out of the window, which like, I'd be so fucking mad if I arrived at school and someone threw my mattress out of the window. Like it's a seemingly intense, like a hazing ritual. And they end up taking them to an underground party after that. In the vet school somewhere, underground rave.
It's like a frat party, like your first frat party that you go to that you're like, I'm so scared. There's so many people here, so many bodies. The lights are like strobing. And then
drink alcohol out of a big plastic storage bucket.
Absolutely. So we're seeing people like drinking a ton. We're seeing pictures being taken. You're just like, she does a fantastic job of transporting you right into the thick of it. And like the overwhelm and like the stimulus of it all just being like, oh my God, like, and now I'm an adult now. Like I'm supposed to just like be cool and adjust. So she's at this party and they're like covered in paint too. Don't they like throw shit on them? They're like, it's like a humiliation kind of thing. It's a week long hazing. This is when you meet the older sister.
Yep.
The older sister, she's so cool. She's like smoking cigarettes as a French older sister does. And she's like so happy to have her there, but she's also kind of mean to her. Like she's kind of like can't really be bothered with her sister and is like, you know, catch up basically. Like I'm not going to take the time to introduce you to like our school and our world. But
I just want to quickly flag. It's so funny to me, the idea of hardcore vets, like super hardcore vets. I think of veterinarians as being just like friendly, like nice, welcoming people. So this is like a very cool, very cool.
Also, it's crazy. It's like a whole school of vets and it's like, hey, fucking welcome to vet school.
Like, welcome, bitch.
Like, get your fucking mattress off the ground.
Yeah, it is so. And what's cool about it too is so then she's at the party with her sister and they go down the hallway and there's all these framed pictures of like former classes, you know, 1980 something. This graduating classes from the school. And the sister's like, that's mom and dad. And they close up on the picture and all of the classmates are covered in blood. And everyone's like, haha, like class photo. And like, you're like, what? And then end of scene. Okay. It's like, whoo.
Whoa.
So then she kind of starts, she's in her bed and she starts like itching herself. She starts like, itching. And it's like kind of sprinkled in. Skin is kind of sloughing off, if you will.
Ew.
But that morning they have to do the big like first hazing test, which is they all get in a line and have to eat a raw rabbit liver.
What?
Yes. So everyone is like, you have to be fucking cool. Like you have to eat the raw rabbit liver. So people are like popping it. Adrian, her roommate is like, easy. And now let's remember that Justine is a strict vegetarian and she does not want to do this. Immediately her boundaries are being tested and she's being told to forego her whole lifestyle and to adapt and be cool. So she's in the line and she's like, I can't do this. And then her older sister, who's also like spooning out the livers, is like, you better fucking do it.
Don't embarrass me.
Don't embarrass me. Like, do it. Like it, they will, like, you will be fucked up. Like, if you don't do this, peer pressure.
You'll never be a vet.
You'll never be a vet.
The stakes are so high.
Yeah. And so she's like, okay. She basically force feeds it in front of everybody. Her sister has it in the mouth. And so there, she's walking with her roommate, Adrian, and then just absolutely vomits. It's just like, whoa, like, can't do it. Is ashamed, like, super embarrassed. Everyone is like, oh my God, who's this freak who can't hold her rabbit liver? You know, like, she's so embarrassed. And so then that's like more of the itching starts to happen. And she's like in her bed. And I remember this. It really touched upon, like, when you're first in school and you're like in your twin bed that isn't your bed. You just like
twin extra long.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sheets. You like, got your nothing. Special sheets.
You got your twin special sheets. Yeah. Yeah. You've got your shower caddy. And for some reason, it doesn't feel like home yet.
You know, like, you don't know anybody and it doesn't feel cozy. It
doesn't feel cozy. You're just like surrounded by strangers. So she's just like itching. And then she starts having cravings for meat. And this is like, she's really filled with shame because she's like, I don't want to eat meat. Like, I was told not to for so long. And now she's craving it. So then she and Adrian take like this late night trip to a gas station, which is like when you get blackout drunk and you go to a gas station and get all the snacks and stuff. Like, that's the equivalent of what's happening here. He takes her to a gas station and she starts eating meat. Like, she just starts like pounding it in the parking lot with him. And so she's not satisfied. So in the morning, she takes to the old mini fridge and she eats a raw chicken. She like gets a little breast and just like starts chomping down, baby. Gets it down the gullet. Like she's insatiable. Like she can't get enough. So, okay. So this also touches, this touches upon something else. So she gets really sick from eating the raw chicken. And she takes to the bathroom. And what I loved about this is we're seeing other girls in different stalls. We're hearing retching. We're hearing like horror.
So this is happening to other people.
People are throwing up. She's in the bathroom stall and she starts pulling little hairs out.
Ew. Oh, I hate that.
Oh no. Like little hairs start coming out. And then she keeps pulling like a magician.
Oh
like,
no.
Starts, and more and more hair starts coming out. And finally, she like gives over and it's a whole hairball comes out.
What the fuck?
It is. You see everything. Nothing is hidden. And so this stall is like really shaky and weak. And this woman, this other woman, like her age, is at the sink, like washing her hands. And she's like, if you use like three fingers, it goes smoother.
All experiencing it. So they're all doing it.
They're all doing it. And she's like, yeah, just like basically like fist your mouth and you'll be able to throw up quicker. And so then we hard cut to she's with her sister. They're hanging out in her sister's apartment and she like raises her arm and she's got hair underneath her armpits. And her sister's like, what is that? Like, we're not doing that. You've got to take care of that fast. And she's like, what's wrong with my hair? And she's like, listen, I give myself bikini waxes. Let me give you one.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh no.
Oh yes. So Justine, our sweet little sister, is laying on the bed, legs apart. We're not seeing anything. We're seeing that there's a dog kind of running around. The sister has an older German Shepherd that's like sniff sniffing, and you're like, what is fucking gonna happen here? Like, I'm super nervous.
It's so gross because it's like slow motion and this really ominous music is playing as this dog comes and like smells her crotch, and you're like, yeah. What? Happening.
Ew, God.
What's going on? And again, she's like completely raw and like all of her skin is gone. Like she's like losing skin. The nurse is like, this happens to everyone. So you're seeing like her torso is just like completely like layers of skin.
Ew.
Yes. So the sister's like, don't worry. Got you. Lays the first layer of wax down and we're seeing when you get the stick, you get the wax and you feel it on the roots. Like we're seeing this start to happen. She's like, take a breath, pulls.
No.
What happens? Stuck on the skin. It clings to the skin. She like rips a layer of skin off. Pow. Skin is taken off.
Oh,
Reeves, blood, bad. Obviously, Justine is like, I can't keep doing this. This is excruciating. This is torture. And the sister's like, stop being a baby. Like, grow up. Like, you gotta do this.
This is like making me start to feel sick, and I'm not even watching it. Oh,
and listen, okay? We're seeing it. And so the sister's like, I'm trying to remember.
Emily, it's time to disassociate. I feel like this is the time for you to do it.
Okay. So then the sister's like, okay, the only way to get rid of this wax is for me to cut it.
No!
Yeah, so we're talking wax on skin. We're talking like lifting up the skin, seeing it get stretched up. She goes to cut it, and as she's doing it, Justine like kicks her sister away to be like, get the fuck away from me. Sister snip snap snaps her own finger off. Index finger is taken off.
These scissors are too sharp.
Yeah, those scissors are dangerous.
Cut right through the old bone. It is gone. She is like screaming. Her sister Alexia, right? It's Alexia. She passes out. Like blood is everywhere. And oh no, oh no. Sister Justine goes, well, that looks like a finger I could eat.
No. What? Okay.
That looks like a finger I could eat. And so she picks up the finger, and the dog is like, you think the dog is going to eat it? Guess he's not. Not the dog. Picks up the finger, takes to like a crouching position, and kind of starts like lightly nibbling on the finger. And it's like, okay. And we're all like, sure. Who among us, you know?
A nibble.
A little
nibble couldn't hurt.
No, it's like me eating cheese over the sink in my kitchen. Like, we've all been there. And so she's chewing on it. Her sister comes to and is like, what are you doing? And then the little sister Justine is like, the dog ate it. So she lies to her sister. And that's that. So we have the finger, we have the wax. Okay. So the next morning, the older sister Alexia takes Justine to that same road we saw to in the beginning, where it's like an abandoned road, cars are coming.
And so Alexia is just like, all right, well, so one finger down.
She's like mad at her.
She's
obviously.
Mad for sure.
She's mad. She's like, what are you doing? But then realizes that it might be a little too late for her sister. Like her sister is like starting to have the craving for meat. She has to be fed. So the sister takes her to the road, the older sister, and is like, let me show you how we do this. Sister crouches down. We see a car coming. Sister jumps up, gets in the middle of the road. Car skirts, goes.
Is this the sequence we saw at the beginning?
Yes.
It's a new one. No, it's not the same.
Oh, it's a new one. Oh,
this is her. This is what she does.
Okay. This is what she does. So then we see a horrifying car crash, in case you needed more of that. And the passengers are instantly killed. And the older sister starts just chowing down on the two people. And she's like, this is what you have to do now. Come here and get on there. And Justine is like, what? Like, this is too much.
I'll eat your finger, but this is crazy.
She's like, this is too much. Like, I'd have another knobble on my sister's index.
I'd take another knobble, but a full meal?
Give me a knuckle I'll knobble on, but I can't eat these strangers, you know.
No, I'd knobble knuckles, but I will not eat this person.
So, let me see. Oh, okay. So then there's another hazing ritual that happens. So, oh God. And this is like your paint parties. Let's remember a paint party. Let's remember everyone is like, you know, she's in yellow and there's a guy that's like drenched in blue paint. And all the people are like, you have to get in there in the bathroom and make out with him, like 7 minutes in heaven. And she's like, oh God, like she's really nervous. She's scared. She's in the bathroom. And then he's like, well, we kind of have to do something because everyone's expecting it. She's like, okay, sure. So she starts making out with him. And she's like, is mixing together. It starts getting hot. You're like, oh my God, like it's on. But then she starts making out with him. And then she goes, takes a bite out of his lower lip. Lip is taken out. It's in her mouth.
A sizable bite. Yeah.
It's a sizable bite. It's a lower lip that is removed, basically.
Wait, so do we think that this is just happening with her and her sister? Or is this like a school-wide experience where everyone is like thirsting for meat?
It is that's a good question that I also had while watching it. I do believe it is everyone because what led me to believe that is the scene in the bathroom with the woman, with the other like freshman
everyone
sophomore
growing up.
Who is here's some tips.
I think it's maybe just them. See either way. Yeah. I kind of read the bathroom scene as the other people are bulimic. And
well, right. I thought it was like all a metaphor for eating disorders.
Yes. And Julia Ducournau did make another movie about eating disorders. So it's a lot of her movies have like kind of the same things in them. Like the scratching happens a lot in Titane as well.
Yes.
And that kind of thing. But yeah, it's an interesting question. I don't know if we can say for sure.
Yeah, okay. It's up for interpretation. But yeah, that is a question I had too. I was like, I don't know if this is just happening to them or not.
Yeah.
But so everyone's like, Jesus Christ, like you went too far. You like bit his lip and like ate his lip. You know, you're disgusting after they like forced her in the situation to begin with. So she's super embarrassed. She goes back to her room and who should be there? But hot roommate Adrian. Oops. Mm-hmm. And like, meanwhile, we've seen Adrian getting like hothead. We've been seeing Adrian just like people are putting their bodies on him and can we blame them, you know? Mm-hmm. And so they start hooking up and she and him start going at it. And she sinks her teeth into his shoulder and starts biting really hard and blood starts to pool out. It starts like coming out and he's like, no, none of that. So then she starts biting herself and seemingly reaches climax. And she's drawn blood herself. She's taken a deep bite of herself. Blood is coming out of her as she's like orgasming, basically.
Wow.
And we're assuming for the first time. I'm assuming this is her losing her virginity.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and lots of blood. You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay.
Yes. Wow. So she and Adrian have sex. Okay, so then we're at another party. All right. It's just been fucking party.
When are they learning to be vets?
They are. We do see them. And at first I was like, what is going on? We do have scenes of them working with the animals and like doing surgeries. And I'm like, what's going to happen? And apparently everyone's just like taking their school studies very seriously. Okay,
right. There's like a early scene with a horse being tranquilized. Yes. That's so crazy. And it is just like she got permission to film an actual horse being tranquilized. Cause
there's
no way that this isn't real. Like it's really unsettling. And you kind of see Justine's demeanor changing from like a little like nervous and scared in all these procedures and kind of like freaked out to like, at this point, she's like dissecting a dog. No problem. Not blinking. Yeah. And I like, we see her getting more comfortable with, I don't know,
the flesh.
Comfortable with the flesh. Exactly. And before this next party, we see her in a scene that like, may we all have this moment of self-love. She is like in her room by herself, like freshly banged, about to go to a party, and is like wearing this short dress. Like she looks so different compared to the start of the movie. She was kind of meek and scared, just like you were saying earlier, mm-hmm. Sammy. Mm-hmm. Now she's like in her zone. She's in her power. She's in this dress. She's looking in the mirror. There's like some intense song playing in the background. I can't remember what, but I was like, girl, get it.
It's like women rapping of explicit things about men. It's awesome.
It's so fucking great. And so she's like looking in the mirror. She starts like making out with herself and she's just like feeling herself and like touching herself. And she's just like really in the zone. So then she goes to this party and everyone is drinking. Everyone's drunk. She keeps on like, she's clearly like one of the more drunk people at the party. Like she's like ping pong balling off the hallways.
She drinks like a 16 ounce glass of vodka. She like fills it like to the top. And we see her, like disappear into what looks like a morgue
with her
sister. And
we see
and then
that.
It cuts to the next morning and her just like really hungover. And then super the next hungover. Day at school, everyone's like staring at her and looking
no
like
talking to her. Everyone's like whispering about her. She's in class. No one will sit with her. People move away from her after this. And then it is revealed that there is a video of her in the morgue on all fours eating a corpse.
What?
And her sister, her older sister, is the one who brought everybody into the room to watch her do it and like took videos. So everybody has a video of her on all fours, just like eating this corpse.
Oh my God.
Which also like, why is there a human corpse at the vet school?
And that was my question as well. That was my question as well. So everyone, she's really, and so this is like, now it's on. Now her little sister, so now Justine is seeing red. She's furious. She pushes her sister. They get into a fist fight. Everyone circles around in the quad to like watch them fight. and they start taking bites out of each other, like huge bites out of each other. Blood is drawn again. Like there's blood everywhere. They're fighting. And then I'm trying to remember, they're pulled apart by other students and yeah, they like, they,
I think they just kind of, yeah, the fight like peters out and they leave together. Cause now everyone's like, who, these fucking girls are crazy. Like everyone is kind of ostracized. Like, okay, these girls need to get out of here. So then they're like embarrassed, I think, and like leave together.
Yeah. They leave together. And so we see Justine in the bed with Adrian again. So they're like consistently hooking up. Good for her. Making out. It's like early morning. She turns to him and he's kind of limp. Like he's not really responding at all. And there's like blood and stuff all over her face. And she's like, what's going on? She takes the blanket off.
No.
Egg basically eaten off. Like just
so gnarly.
It's so foul. It's like the bone is still there, but it's like it's flayed open, I guess.
To say it.
And like strings of meat are everywhere. Yeah.
It looks like a chicken drumstick that you ate. Like,
yeah. Oh,
it looks
my like God.
That. That's what it looks like. And she's like, like, he's dead and gone. And she's like, what's going on? She has blood all over herself. She thinks she's done it. She looks at the end of the bed. Her sister is slumped over, sitting, and is covered in blood. And it's clear that the sister is the one who ate the leg.
Why?
Because let's not forget, I also forgot to mention that there's been like a kind of a dynamic where the older sister is flirting with Adrian. And like, and she's like, stop it. Like, I have a crush on him. Like, stop it, you know?
Yeah.
So she ate the leg.
Yeah. Oh my God.
The sister ate the leg. And so then we see in the next scene that she's now been in prison, the older sister, Alexia, and Justine is visiting her. She seems to be doing better. It's like a rehab, if you will, like for what she's done, prison. And Justine is like, you know, they kind of have like a reconciliation, but you know, clearly there's consequences for our actions of eating our sister's lover's leg off, you know, so she's in jail.
Yep.
And so now I guess it's like, I don't know if it's summer break or something, or they're taking a winter break, but Justine is back home with her parents and she's talking with her dad at the breakfast table. And she's just like, you know, obviously we've seen everything she's lived through, her first semester of college, what a time, how hard to come back home after living through all that. And the dad's like, you know, you're just like your mom, you know, like we had a similar time adjusting and all that. And then turns out the dad is like, but you'll do just fine. And like, we start seeing that he has a scar on his lip and then he starts unbuttoning his shirt. And it's clear that chunks of meat have been taken out of him. And he has like these deep scars and he's like, you're just like your mom.
What?
End of movie.
What?
Yes. Yes. What? Yes. 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 Yes.
He says, I'm sure you'll find a solution, honey. Like this has been their solution is like, I let your mom eat me once just in a like, while.
A little novel every now and again.
A novel. A little novel.
Yeah. Hey, honey, the right man will let you just take little novels whenever you need it.
Don't they owe us that after everything? You should be able to take some novels. God damn.
Yeah, come on. It's so easy to be a fucking man. Just let me take a novel if I need it.
Come on. So obviously I was very taken with this film, but the main themes of it are carnality. It is like women finding their sexuality, like when you're in school, the losing of your boundaries that you used to have at home. Now they're all being tested to the limit, peer pressure, eating disorders. Like it's basically like all a metaphor for like, coming into your sexuality as a young woman and like being thrown into a school setting, a university setting, which no one properly trains anymore.
Right.
There's no like easing into that world. You're thrown into it, which I thought she did a superb job of showing that like the drastic change that happens to you.
Totally. I feel like freshman year of college was like the craziest time of my life. Like, and it that's why this movie hits so beautifully. Cause I'm just like, yeah, I get it, man.
Oh my God.
College is crazy.
It really hit for me too. And like the older sister, younger sister dynamic of like being worried of like walking in your sister's shadow and all that jealousy, trying to fit in, assimilation, which is like being forced upon you, like the school spirit of it all being like, don't you wanna, and like, and look, make your parents proud, and just learning it's like when you hear college stories from your parents and it's like, oh yeah, we all did that. And it's like, well, that's kind of fucked up. Don't we think that's all fucked up? No.
It really is so crazy that you just send your kids to college when they're 18 and think that it's all gonna go smoothly and great and like no preparation needed.
Well, they're also so like very different types of colleges. The college I went to was very sheltered in the middle of nowhere, like nothing you could do. If I'd been in New York, I'd gone to NYU for my freshman year of college. Like, woof.
Oh, dude, I'm going to USC. Like this really hit because like I didn't do sororities. I didn't do any of that because I was like, I'm training to be an actor. Okay. Like I don't want to focus on that. But everyone else was in Greek life. And those parties that they show you in this movie, that is what it's like. Like you're just fed to slaughter. Like it is.
Yeah. Really,
there is no prep. And it's, I can't wait for it no longer to exist because I think it's all so bad. So only bad things happen. Yeah.
So destructive. And also just the idea of people being like, you don't want to do it anyway. You have to do it. You have to do it. And then,
if you don't do
like,
it, you're going to be a fucking loser and no one's going to ever have sex with you.
And no one will have sex with you.
You'll never have friends and you'll never have sex. And those are the stakes.
And then when it spins out of control, it's like totally your fault. There's no one there to be like, oh, let's rein it in though.
Yeah. Well, because it's everybody else is an 18-year-old who's like, I want to have friends and sex. Like, I'm scared.
Yeah. Which I thought that the scene where we see the video, I thought was really something because it's like, okay, like you're all like little virgins and like, you know, and then when she is like wild and finally like giving into it all, they're like, okay, well now you're shamed. And we have a video of you doing it. You're on camera and like all the video has been circulated.
Like you took it too far. Ew. You
went too far. And like, now you're being shamed for the thing that we like explicitly pushed you to.
Exactly.
And how many stories have we heard of like these poor innocent women just being fucking like taken advantage of in these videos? I mean, it's a crime. So like, I really loved that she incorporated that in this film.
Yeah, same.
Wow. Okay, look. It sounds amazing. I'm sure it's amazing. I will never watch this movie. Never. No.
Henley?
Not for me. Not for me.
No. I will not either. The only thing is that part of me, it wants to go on Netflix and just like look at it. You know,
you're crazy. You're crazy.
Okay. No shaming allowed, Emily. That's what we just discussed.
You start getting like fucking pissed.
How eat dare you? Rabbit liver.
How dare you? No. I don't want to watch the movie. I want to like look at it. Like I want to like skip through it and like look at a few, like just see some visuals and that's enough for me. This is like it's max beautiful 5 to 10 minute experience that I'm gonna have.
I recommend it, like kind of just like 15 second it, like, you know, drag, you're in control, you don't have to like
fully turn the volume all the way down as needed. Okay. That's where I am with this movie because I am curious about it, like but also no, horrified.
Well, I loved it. it truly sounds amazing. I now after listening to this and Teton, I can understand why people then going into Teton were like, what the fuck is this now? Like being like, what? And then there's a car and it's her stomach. It's just like what? Yeah,
that one really, I'm still trying to unpack that one. There's a lot of very visceral things in that I even was like, I can't do this. There's just scissors. There's a, that's all I need. I've got to leave it at that.
But I like much. Something that is interesting is that all the characters have the same names. It's Justine, Adrian, and Alexia in both movies.
I was about to say.
Garance Meillier plays Justine in both. And so I don't know if we're supposed to think it's the same person, but it's just kind of fun. Like,
interesting.
I'll just name them all the same again.
I love that. I think she's
so fucking cool.
So cool. I just kind of have a baseline rage about like the system of it all. And like, I just think she does a fucking great job of channeling that rage and like the unfairness of it all. And yeah, I love it. I'm like, yeah, show me more. I wish there was more of him getting eaten. I'm going to be honest. I'm just like, that man.
Yeah. Well, I feel like Justine, her performance is so good. She like goes from this very meek, kind of slumped over, like trying to blend in, to like, there are scenes where she looks like a straight up predator. Like it's like playing with that like male gaze. She's just like watching guys playing soccer, like licking her lips basically as she's like looking at their bodies, and it's just like these like moments of her
that fucking rules.
It rules. There's a scene of her in the party where she's like sitting slumped like back, just like everybody, and she's just like, yeah, like dance for me basically.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Great.
Amazing. Incredible.
Holy shit. Ooh, wowee. I'm gonna have to just let that disappear from my mind. Like instantly. I just need to like do a little cleansing ritual of my memories. But I'm so happy to know. I know now. And I'm going to look up interviews of this woman, because I can watch.
Yeah.
That's a good point. That's another thing I could do. I might do that instead.
Could do that.
She's fucking cool, man.
Fuck. Ooh, Cecily, thank you for taking us on this journey.
Yeah, Cecily, thank you so much. That was riveting. I was riveted.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy I could finally, I was like, I actually have to talk about this movie for a really long time.
Yeah, no, it's perfect. Sometimes there's some movies where you're like, please let me set somebody down and just be like, here's the deal.
yeah. I can't wait with me.
Happy to be that outlet for you. And what would you like for our listeners to, where can they find you? What should they listen to, watch, etc., etc.?
Oh, sure. So you can follow me on all platforms, TikTok and Instagram, because Twitter too sad. at Cecily Bro. It's BREAUX. I'm from New Orleans. Hello. I host a bi-monthly show at El Cid called Titty Committee. So come to that.
Ooh, fun. I'm
seeing my own show there starting in March. Details to come. Just be on the lookout on my Instagram. And yeah, I also have another podcast called Sunday School that I co-host with my comedy partner, Lucy Blehar. So check it all out.
Yeah.
Yay.
Check it all out. I love that you said all the platforms, and that just means Instagram and TikTok, which honestly, correct. And that's what they should just be.
I'm like, I can't get into Twitter. It's just, I can only take so much every day, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you so much for having me, gals. I love your podcast. I think it's fantastic. And thank you for letting me talk about Raw.
Oh my God, of course. So we usually close it out with doing a voice from the movie, which it sounds like is a French accent.
We love to do our French accent, baby.
And do a little goodbye. So Sammy, do you have a French accent?
I do.
You
better believe it.
From all of us here at Too Scary Didn't Watch.
Oh, it's perfect.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Ooh, that was beautiful.
Thank you.